a burning bush. Moses goes to check it out. Now, if you guys all go home tonight and find a burning bush next to your house, what are you going to do? Who gets a hose and put it out? Anybody's going to get a hose and put it out, right? Yeah. That's why God doesn't use burning bushes anymore. It doesn't work. But it did for Moses. So he came and he investigated. Moses, take your sandals off. You're on holy ground. Okay. And Moses hid his face because he didn't want to look upon God. Now, if we follow the story of Moses, and who doesn't follow the story of Moses because it's a great story, at some point in time in Moses' future, he and God have some face-to-face time. And so we have gone from not looking at God, taking your sandals off, to time face-to-face with God. Moses, this guy who said to God, yeah, could you send somebody else? I'm really not much for talking in front of crowds. And, you know, I'm really kind of busy here taking care of the sheep. When God intervenes, he rarely takes no for an answer. And he didn't in this case either. But again and again and again, God intervenes. Abraham. Jonah. Jonah, I want you to go take care of the people of Nineveh. You know, God, I don't think I want to do that, so I'm going to go run and hide. Didn't work out very well for Jonah, did it? Noah. Noah, build me an ark. Right. No, build me an ark. Okay. And Job. You know, the first time I really spent time with the book of Job, God and Satan are betting. What? But God intervenes. And Job does pretty well. And for me, one of the important parts of this passage is when Moses says, who should I tell people that have sent me? Tell them, it is I am who am. So let's roll forward for quite some time. And in the Gospel of John, who are you? Before Abraham was, says Jesus, I am. God intervenes and continues to intervene and intervened in a big way when Jesus Christ was born, joined human history, the Son of God. The second part of the triune God here on this earth among us, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, raising the dead, preaching a new covenant, a new idea. A new concept of this God who the Jewish people knew but were afraid of. That little flood, Sodom and Gomorrah. God did intervene, and sometimes it was gently, and sometimes in a big way. The plagues in Egypt, God intervened, and people were changed. Well, I have to tell you that the same Jesus who is talking about the Galileans in the gospel, that same Jesus Christ who was born, walked this earth, died, rose for us, that same Jesus Christ who impacted human history, he's here today. At the words of consecration, it's the same Jesus Christ, his body and his blood present on the altar. Who intervened? That's what we believe. Our bodies, when we receive communion, tell us that we are processing some okay wine and a little piece of bread. But our hearts and our minds and our souls tell us that what we have inside of us now is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That was the gift he gave us in the upper room. I will be with you always. Today, here in this time and place, Jesus Christ will intervene in human history, in our history. In our history. Because there's no reason when we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ that we cannot be changed by the experience. Every single time. Whether it's a renewal of our commitment, whether it's a renewal of the energy, whether it's a renewal of the understanding we have of the mystery of the triune God, we should be impacted by that intervention. Lent is a time for us to concentrate on that. We are challenged. Pray, fast, give. Those should be the part of the landscape for Lent. And our participation in our Lenten observances, in the services, the liturgies, the processes of Lent should change us. By the time Easter rolls around, there are penance services galore throughout the Lenten season. There are opportunities galore to participate in prayer, in our ministry, in our community. Jesus impacting us when we choose to allow that to happen. So the question I'm going to leave you with this evening, Jesus is impacting your life. What are you going to do about it?